Blog Talk Radio.
Man, drop that shit for these fuck niggas. Man, drop that shit.
Broadcasting with limited sources, resources, because some of you will know that my internet is offline for some reason regarding my netbook. So I'm broadcasting from both of my T-Mobile, what's up T-Mobile, Androids. So I'm talking into one Android and utilizing the switchboard from my MyTouch. But you can call in. Call in and just let me know what team are you rooting for? I'm rooting for the 49ers. But, you know, hey, it's the Pro Bowl, so may the best team win. But I'm rooting for the 49ers because I do love the 49ers also. The Baltimore Ravens are pretty cool, so shout out to my friends in Maryland, in D.C. area. Thank you, Matthew Lifeguard, for promoting and letting everybody know that the show is broadcasting right now, today, also known as Cosmo Gaddafi. But just shout out to the listeners and those of you that I network with quite consistently. Thank you for your support and your love. Hey, how do you guys, ladies, like the new look of BlogTalkRadio.com? It's awesome, is it not? Now, those of you that don't have a listener profile account, be sure to create one so you can not only chat with me in the chat room and message me, but interact with everyone from the co-founder to your other favorite shows and hosts also. Okay? So remember, create that listener profile so you can interact with everybody. But, again, thank you for tuning in, and let's talk some sports. Some of you are probably tuned in to the hockey. Hockey's been broadcasted right now, NBC. Thank you, okay? And I'm going to be broadcasting tomorrow also with the Motivating Monday. Mr. Alatino Brown will be a guest in the next couple of few weeks. Also, so we'll keep you all updated regarding that. He has a lot of new technology to introduce us to. And also on Wednesday, guess what? My friend, my Facebook BFF of Houston, Texas, Felinda Bossett returns. Remember, a few weeks ago she said she would return before Valentine's Day. And so Valentine's Day is literally a week and a half away. And so she will be returning on Wednesday for Matters of the Heart Wednesday. To talk about, of course, you know, love, romance, marriage, because, you know, she has a successful marriage, and, of course, the nice and naughty products of Slumber Parties by BelindaBostic.com. Check out her website. Check it out now, and when you tune in on Wednesday, those of you 18 and older, be sure to, as we're talking, visit the website. I love it when we're talking, and as we're talking, visit the website. But man, oh man, Belinda Bostic and Slumber Parties are awesome. So big shout out to she and her team, and happy Valentine's Day, early Valentine's Day to all of you, and also to Belinda and her husband, who's very supportive of her. But it should be a fun show. So those of you that do enjoy calling in on Wednesdays doing Matters of the Heart, please do, don't hesitate, because she will definitely be on air, and we will be talking about, of course, romancing to the intimacy advisor, and we will be talking about Valentine's Day and living life, everyday life, as if every day is Valentine's Day also, just, you know, spreading love and all that good stuff. But again, thank you for tuning in, and you can call in at 714-409-0614, but so free to call in and say what city you're repping, where you're calling from, and what team you are supporting, the 49ers or the Ravens, or because your team is not in it, you're not rooting for anybody. You know, my preference, I would love it if New Orleans Saints or the Cowboys were playing, but that didn't happen. But, you know, I am a big fan and supporter of the Harbaugh brothers and the Harbaugh family, just like I am of the Mannings and so on. So that's pretty good that we have this Pro Bowl happening. Also, you know, I thought maybe a Southern team also, you know, it looked like Atlanta was going to get there. It looked like Houston, Texas was going to get there, but they didn't. So we had the 49ers and the Ravens, and that was going to be an awesome, awesome. And those of you that are already in New Orleans are probably saying, hey, the game hasn't started, we're having a blast. So those of you that haven't drank too much, please have a hurricane for me. And those of you that, you know, and remember, even if you don't drink alcoholic beverages, those of you, you can drink a virgin. Because I, you know, the virgin hurricanes are good also. So check it out. And a big shout out to Davidson Inventions also. I'm in, like, confidential talks regarding this invention idea of mine. Oh, invention idea that I cooked up back in the 90s. And, oh, my God, you all keep me in your prayers regarding this invention idea. I hope it is really a go. Okay, so can't talk about it because I signed confidentiality agreements, and I can't talk about it. You said I had talked about it before, so those of you know what I'm talking about, know, but hoping that this is a go. Hoping, you know, really hoping. But thank you, and also many of you know that I'll be going back and forth. So you will be hearing me most of the time in Dallas in the near future. I'll be going back and forth from Jackson to Dallas, because I finally, after all these years, finally getting back to Dallas, and we're going to school and working on being not. I'm an entrepreneur, but successful entrepreneur. I've been successful before, but a successful entrepreneur and all that good stuff. So keep me in your prayers regarding all that. And I'm always praying for you all and everybody that I interact with also. So you're amazing, most definitely. But thank you again for tuning in. If today's your birthday, you celebrate an anniversary, or you're getting ready to propose to somebody for Valentine's Day, hey. And then I'm super excited because springtime is near. And who's super excited about Beyonce? I know many of you, that's the only reason why. Many of you probably not even going to watch the game. Just going to tune in to watch Beyonce. And so, you know, that's going to be. and that's right, right? Because I know a lot of people looking at it as a Beyonce concert. That's what Kelly was talking about on Live with Kelly the other day. But here's some L. DeBarge Jr., whom I need to talk with his management and schedule that day. I think he's in Canada this weekend, so a big shout-out to L. DeBarge Jr. and his family, L. DeBarge and DeBarge and the DeBarge family and so on. And those of you in True God, those of you that are returning soon, and those of you that will be appearing on the show for the first time in the near future, a big shout-out to you, okay? But here's L. DeBarge Jr.
Sugar, you sweet with a cold gay smile, trending on Twitter, pound sign, she wild. Us together, we can talk good to town. Pick you right, let's take you out. Chill with the crib, don't take you down. Start with a movie and chill on the couch. I'm flirting, I'ma step to the mail. Let you know what I'm all about. How is it, baby? You're so damn fly. Take this picture, let's take our time. You wanna be freeze on first in line. Now move to the room with them candle lights. Rub your back, then move to the thighs. Rolling in the sheets, you get me high. Get it so good, you scratching bite. I'ma need good hands to make this right. Up to the sunrise, hot sex on a cold morning. I ended like my name Prize. Got me in the work zone, you double fine. Fucking with the lights on, ass double wide. In between the sheets, undercover bride. Looking like a model, sex like a porn star. I'm gonna go hard, baby, I'm a born star. The messy swag in a foreign car. Doors open like I came with a crowbar. Never slow down, I slow motion. Sipping on lean like a slow potion. Coasting, west by the ocean. Best by devotion, tested by most women. Adored by the women, and I can't lie, I just wanna run up in them. Wrong.
Woo, sounds good. L. DeBarge Jr. Yes, yes, yes. The Buzz. And I am getting ready to leave the switchboard. I've been on air now for 16 minutes. Reg Roughneck had considered calling me in, and I guess he's busy getting ready and celebrating. You know, he's going for the Ravens. And no one has yet called in to say what team they're rooting for. So I want to check emails and see what type of breaking news is, like, happening regarding the Super Bowl. And also congratulations to those that will be inducted into the NFL Football Hall of Fame this August, the likes of Warren Sapp, Bill Parcells, and many others. Congratulations to you all. Sadly, Michael Strahan didn't make the cut, but, you know, pray for me next time. But Warren Sapp's in the house, Bill Parcells, and many others. So congratulations to those of you that will be inducted into the NFL Hall of Fame, Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio in August. And, well, I guess okay. I don't want to, like, disconnect the program, but I see what I can do without disconnecting the program, because I want to check what's going on while we're on the air, being real time with the news and all that good stuff, that's multitasking and all that. Oh, my goodness, and... Wow, y'all heard the sad news about the sniper being murdered last night outside of Dallas. So it's sending much love to his family, and you know, and to us. That is such a sad story. We'll talk about that more, but just wanted to mention it. So that is just sad, really sad. Okay, I'm going to pull up this information without getting cut off from internet radio land. Let's see. My goodness, Domino's is popping up everywhere. Domino's has been all in my neighborhood. A lot of my neighbors are ordering pizza. Okay, what's on the menu? My mom and I, we're cooking shrimp, and there was a time I couldn't say that word when I was a little girl. You all heard my story. And I went to my third grade teacher and said I want someone to help me with my speech. I used to could not say words that began with S-H-R-S-T-R, S-H-R. So, you know, that's one reason why speaking properly is so important to me to this day. Because I used to be made fun of because I, instead of saying shrimp, I would say shrimp. And instead of saying street, I would say screet. And instead of saying chili, I would say chili. And I got fed up. I went to my teacher and I said, I would like someone to help me with my speech. And she got me a speech therapist, which I know off of pathologist, right? And the rest is history. My speech was corrected in a matter of classes, and the rest is history. But I began reading at a very young age. It's just that I had that speech impediment of saying all those type of words incorrectly. And, of course, we'll always be the laugh of everybody, kids and adults alike. But Mom and I are eating shrimp. She makes this special batter, and then we dip the shrimp, and sometimes we cook chicken like this too. We dip the shrimp into the batter, and then we put it in the deep fry. And so yummy. And baked beans with like beef, and of course potato salad. Mom's making this potato salad, and let's see. A salad and some other things that, you know, good. You all know I'm working on dropping the pounds, so I'm not doing too much of heavy eating, but good, you know, finger foods and good food to eat during the Super Bowl. So, you know, you guys can call in when I get back on the switchboard and let me know what are on your menus also. But I know the restaurants are having a blast, and it's amazing. The chicken wings that are predicted to be sold and ingested on this day. And I thought a lot of people were on diet, but I guess not today. Okay, I'm trying my best to pull up my current sports news while I'm running my mouth. And also on Wednesday is an artist that I've been loving and enjoying or promoting and working with, multi-talented Destin Trap. Coven. Wednesday's his birthday, so also be wishing him happy birthday on Wednesday. Also, when talking with Belinda. So Wednesday's his birthday, and he's a native of Louisiana. So he born during Mardi Gras season, so he's super excited about celebrating his birthday during this Mardi Gras season. Okay, checking out the news. And shout out to Kim Kardashian, who had a blast in the Mississippi in Jackson on Friday evening also. Maybe you all open a Dash Mississippi in the near future, huh? So I'm just looking at my email, saying if anything, I see some Khloe Kardashian news. Just checking out some news. Let's see. I know, I hate it when it's dead air out here. Because I really just keep on talking. But want to see what's going on. Let's see. I just had to leave. I had to leave my switchboard on together. Cause I'm on Facebook right now. See what friends are talking about in news media, talking about on Facebook. Oh, remember Dan Kelly Samoff, my friend in Dallas? Second annual Oscar night with Society of Women Who Love Shoes is happening. So you all remember that. My friend Matthew Lifeguard, of course, in Baltimore, and of course, I don't know, though. But now he's going for the Ravens. He's going for the Ravens. But he has a love for California also. Okay. One of my Facebook pages. Just seeing what's going on Facebook. Hey, shout out to Prince. Paisley Park Studios. Chan Hansen, Minnesota, Twin Cities, stand up. I hear that Prince has been filming a few videos up at Paisley Park Studios and even perform for the extras who were in the videos after the video shoot, you know, like a party, like a concert party for the extras. And, wow, he's just been doing some amazing things. So sending hugs and kisses to Prince and MPG and everyone at Paisley Park Studios. Can't wait to see the videos. And be sure to subscribe to Dr. Funkenberry's newsletters and blogs. Also to stay in the know. I do my best to keep you informed. And also join some of the most popular Prince fan groups also on Facebook and like my campaign page for Prince to soon get his to be nominated for his Hollywood Walk of Fame star. Okay? But this is the year of Prince. 2013. I've been telling y'all this. You all see, I'm telling the truth. This is the year. And he would be recognized and honored at the Billboard Awards on May the 19th in Las Vegas. Hey, you all, it's 64 degrees here in Jackson, Mississippi. Loving it. Okay, again, former Navy SEAL sniper Chris Kyle shot dead at Texas gun range. His name was on the tip of my tongue, and so that's why I kind of like became kind of hesitant. He just wanted to send condolences to his wife and his two kids and also us, you know. I mean, for tour of duty, and I mean, man, that is just amazing. I hadn't read his book yet, but I'll be reading it real soon. The former Navy SEAL sniper Chris Kyle shot dead at Texas gun range, U.S. military's most prolific sniper, wrote best-selling memoir on his four tours in Iraq and was known for helping veterans with PTSD, post-traumatic syndrome. This article is from Karen McVeigh in New York, and it says that a former Navy SEAL who went to write a best-selling book chronicling his life as the U.S. most prolific marksman has been shot dead at a gun range in Texas. Police said Sunday that the body of Chris Kyle was found by officers responding to an incident at the Rough Creek Lodge in Glen Rose the previous evening. Chad Littlefield, a 35-year-old friend of the war veteran Arthur, was also killed at the scene. In a statement, Sergeant Lonnie Hassel said Eddie Ray Roth, 25, of Lancaster, had been charged with two counts of murder in relation to the double shooting. The alleged gunman was found at his home just hours after the shooting, having earlier fled the gun range in a pickup truck, it is claimed. Hassel said the link between the men was not immediately clear. Roth was being held Sunday at the Arras County Jail on a combined $3 million bond, authorities said. Kyle was a veteran of four tours of Iraq, who was shooting during battles in Ramadan and Fallujah, did I say that right, earned him the nickname Al Shatan, or the devil among insurgents who put a bounty on his head. Kyle drew criticism for drawing attention to his exploits by writing about the 150 insurgents he had killed between 1999 and 2009. The book, American Sniper, the autobiography of the most lethal sniper in U.S. military history, became a bestseller. Early unconfirmed reports suggest that his alleged killer was a former Marine. Rob has sought help from Kyle and his neighbor, Littlefield, according to the director of a veterans group he helped set up. Witnesses to the shooting told investigators that a gunman opened fire on the men around 3:30 p.m. on Saturday, then fled in a vehicle belonging to one of the victims. Scott McEwen, who co-wrote American Sniper with Kyle, said he was stunned by his death. He just comes as a shock, and it's staggering to think that after all Chris has been through, that this is how he meets his end, because there are so many ways he could have been killed in Iraq, McEwen said. Trevor Cox, director of Thicco Cares, a foundation Kyle helped establish for veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder, described Kyle as a humble man who wanted to serve his country and help others who died doing what filled his heart with passion, helping soldiers struggling with the fight to overcome PTSD. Amid unconfirmed reports that Roth was a veteran who Kyle and Littlefield were helping, Cox said that he had not come through Thicco Cares. Cox, a former U.S. Marine Corps sniper, said the gentleman was not affiliated with our organization. Anytime there's a veteran through our organization, I'm aware of it, but the encounter was not through my organization, he said. However, that Cal and Chad, who were neighbors, also worked with veterans in their own time. As whether it was part of the organization's program to take veterans to gun ranges, Cobb said, We haven't ever done a shooting event, but in my opinion, I don't think there's anything inappropriate in what he was doing. Something a lot of military people enjoy. This was a senseless act. It's important that we continue his legacy and continue to serve veterans fearlessly. Thicco Cares Foundation, an offshoot of Thicco Fitness, provides in-house gyms and fitness equipment to keep soldiers active and also provides counseling and medical networks. In a statement on the website, ThiccoCares.org, which is coordinating condolences for Cal, Cox described the former Navy SEAL as a hero of his efforts in combat and at home. My heart is breaking, said Cox. In the statement, our foundation, Thicco Cares, this country, and most importantly, his wife, Taya, and their children lost a dedicated father and husband, a lifelong patriot, and an American hero. Chris died doing what he filled his heart with passion, serving soldiers struggling with the fight to overcome PTSD. In an interview last year with NBC News, Kyle said he didn't want to put the number of kills in the book, but the publisher insisted. If I could figure out the number of people I saved, that's something I would brag about, he told NBC News' Lester Holt. After leaving the Navy, Cal founded Craft International, which provides training to military, police, and corporate and civilian clients. At the time of his death, the former SEAL was being sued by Jesse Ventura, the former Minnesota governor and ex-professional wrestler, over claims in the book that Cal punched him in a 06 bar fight over unpatriotic remarks. Ventura says the punch never happened and that the claim by Cal defamed him. A trial was due for August this year. So, wow. And then the inventor of Etch-a-Sketch also has died. I reminded my mother, I was like, you used to, Etch-a-Sketch used to always be Santa Claus always brought me an Etch-a-Sketch. Huffington Post is showing a link where you can watch the Super Bowl 2013 live streaming video. So Huffington Post is sharing that. CBS Sports. Yep. So the live stream would be happening. So begins the Super Bowl 47 between the Baltimore Ravens and San Francisco 49ers will be streamed live online this year, just 1 year after the Super Bowl was live streamed online for the first time ever. CBS has television rights for the 2013 Super Bowl, the official online live stream, which you can find right here. The online coverage begins at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Sunday, February 3rd, according to CBS Sports. Kickoff is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. The CBS Sports live stream will include Beyonce's halftime show, the ability to rewind and even pause the action, Mashable reports. There will also be a fan choice camera option that can impact what viewers see on the traditional broadcast. The entire game will also be streamed live on NFL Mobile, but as Giga reports, you'll encounter a fee, and it's only for Verizon and FiOS customers. CBS Sports Mobile can be downloaded on Android for or Apple devices for a second screen experience of stats, commercials, and live social media feeds. If you live outside the United States, NFL Game Pass will be streaming the Super Bowl. During the game, you might consider following the team's official social media accounts, Ravens Twitter, 49ers Twitter, Ravens Facebook, 49ers Facebook. To be a part of the conversation, the official Super Bowl hashtag is hashtag SB47. That said, Super Bowl should also be popular as well as the team's hashtags, hashtag Ravens and hashtag 49ers. The Super Bowl was live streamed online for the first time in 2012 by NBC. So that's some information regarding Super Bowl. So I'm sharing this on Facebook and tweeting it out also. It's about how to watch the 2013 Super Bowl live online also. And it's good to know because my CBS channel is not coming through properly. So I'm glad to see this information because I would be highly upset if I couldn't see it. So now I know can check it out. Have to watch it on check out some things online that can't come through because still need to get hooked up with Comcast. So that's information. It's good to know because some people are at work or not in front of a tube, and it's important to know that you can download it on your Android and watch it on your Android also. So this is like real important information to be shared. Okay, let's see what else is going on. Oh, it's sad about the young man, the little boy. Alabama hostage. I know we should be talking strictly about the Super Bowl, but there's so much other news also to talk about. And last time, I aired last night briefly, and it was on strictly audio. And before that, my last time was on Monday because my, this is so sad. Let's see. Oh, that's a lot of breaking news going on. There's a lot of breaking news happening right here. But going on the sixth day Alabama hostage drama drags on into the sixth day. Midland City, Alabama, is an Alabama standoff and hostage drama entered a sixth day Sunday. More details emerged about the suspect at the center, with neighbors and officials painting a picture of an isolated man with few friends and no close family. And this is from CBS News. Alabama hostage crisis, behind the scenes of a negotiation. So they're talking about that. Congratulations to Ben Affleck also, because he just took over at the Directors Guild Top Award. And for somebody who, Ben got nominated for an Oscar and he didn't, but he took over at the director, at the DGA last night. So I kept getting info from Deadline.com last night, and then this morning I was checking out the news and checking out CBS News right now, and they're talking about Los Angeles. Ben Affleck has won the top film honor from the Directors Guild of America, but his CIA thriller Argo further sealing its status as Best Picture frontrunner at the Academy Awards. Curtis Price also normally would make Affleck a near shoe in to win Best Director at the February 24th Oscars. Since Directors Guild recipient nearly always goes on to claim the same prize at Hollywood's biggest night. But Affleck surprisingly missed out on an Oscar-directed nomination, along with several other key favorites, including fellow Directors Guild contenders Catherine Bigelow of Zero Dark Thirty and Tom Hooper. And Argo wins big at the SAG Awards. And just checking out different stories and all that good stuff. It was something else, too. Those tickets are really going for some amazing prices, too. Hey, there's an article about a Winston Marsalis, an old Tagumbo. You know the Marsalis family are having fun down there. And as we're talking about food, on New Orleans Super Bowl Sunday, Winston Marsalis brings us an essay about his hometown signature dish, as much a cultural symbol of New Orleans as the bayou or jazz. New Orleans, the Crescent City, it remains a fascinating place because of the diversity of its culture. We have street parades, voodoo, and all kinds of wildness right next door, cathedrals, debutantes, and manicured mansions. We have our own music, architecture, way of speaking, of course, food. Fried food like po' boys, sweets like beignets, yum-yum, rice dishes like jambalaya, but our signature dish is gumbo. You know what? The first time I ever had gumbo was not down here, down south where I'm at, but when I went to visit a friend and family of his mother cooked the most awesome gumbo ever. Crab legs, lobster. I mean, New Orleans all the way, but this is in Long Beach, California. His dad was from down here from Mississippi, because that's how we became friends, because he was a student at Jackson State and was a regular customer of mine when I worked for Merry-Go-Round. And so that was my one time and only time going to California. I have family and friends up and down the state, throughout the state of California. I look forward to coming there soon, returning soon. But back to the story, the first time I ever had gumbo was not down here, ironically, but in California, and that gumbo was so delicious. Gumbo is a symbolic of the, and I love New Orleans. I mean, my first trip as a baby was to New Orleans. Gumbo is symbolic of the best of New Orleans. It's as much a cultural symbol of Louisiana as the bayou or jazz. That is why, like New Orleans herself, gumbo is temperamental, approachable, but unpredictable. And across America, no dish speaks more vividly of a melting pot than gumbo. Dating back more than 300 years, it's a complex dish born of necessity, bringing together a multiplicity of ingredients and ethnicities. Many believe the West African population first created this dish out of hardship. The name gumbo derives from the word king gumbo, which is Bantu for okra. Popular ingredient, but it was the Choctaw Indians who developed the spicy fowl powder, a key additive made from sassafras leaves and it was the French who laid claim to the Pikmin agent known as the Roux. Now, we didn't know any of that history when I was growing up, but when we saw those ingredients for gumbo coming through the front door, we knew it was going to be time for a celebration, and it was. You could buy a gumbo in every corner of the city and argue every day as to who's the best. But the answer, and then gumbo is very popular in surrounding cities like up here in Mississippi. You know, we're not far. There is no better pot of gumbo than one made at home. Went to my cellar to visit New Orleans chef Poppy Tooker. The New Orleans chef Poppy Tooker middle name might as well be gumbo. He told my cellar that the best way to learn how to make gumbo is from your grandmother or your great-grandmother. I started making gumbo when I was a little girl, and I was a pro by high school, she said. I headed down. Her take on the signature dish is reverenced by those near and far. She says that a few steps are required. First, the important mix of flour and oil that makes up the roux. I hope I'm saying that right. I just stir. You can't answer the phone. You can't go to the door. You can't leave it alone, she said. Every gumbo has to include the holy trinity of vegetables, onions, celery, and green peppers. It's going to be followed by Tooker's lyrical favorite, okra. After that, it's really just a matter of taste and opinion. And that's similar to how my mother and I like to cook out winter vegetable soup. You know, we put all those ingredients in it. The most important ingredient in any gumbo are the gumbo crabs, she said, as long as it's made with Louisiana finest and strained, simmered, and stirred constantly. But with love, the result will always be quite potent and soulful, like the Crescent City herself. There's a big difference between gumbo and just an old soup. Gumbo is a full meal. It's a tradition and a philosophy. The fundamentals don't change, but the variations are endless. A good pot of gumbo is so much trouble to make. Nobody ever makes a small pot, which is fortunate, because with a good pot of gumbo on the stove, your whole neighborhood may end up in your kitchen. Have mercy, Poppy. And then they talk about further recipe. You can check it out. Tooker Seafood Gumbo. Visit poppytooker.com, and you can get the recipe all right there. And I'm going to tweet it out. So I guess I should head back to the switchboard and prepare to conclude the show and wishing everybody a happy Super Bowl Sunday evening and all that good stuff, and best wishes to Beyonce and Destiny's Child and just everybody performing, the pre-show performers, and everybody be safe down there also and have fun, but, you know, be safe. And those of us watching on tubes and our various places, homes and sports bars and restaurants, just have a blast of a good time. Really thank you for your support and tuning in and all that good stuff. I also want to conclude the show before it ends abruptly. Also, let's see. So I'm going to head back to the switchboard while I am running my mouth. Big shout out to Ogre School also. And a big shout out to my apartment locator agent also, and all my friends in Big D, Dallas, and everybody that's praying and assisting me with my relocation and getting back in school and all that good stuff and just my overall well-being. And, again, I'm sending prayers to those of you also that are, you know, we all need prayer regardless of what things appear to be like, right? Never let them see you sweat, because I know some of you that are good at not letting them see you sweat, but you're, like, going through H-E-L-L. Let's see. So, trying to get the screen up. It's been a lot of news going on. But again, thank you, thank you, thank you for your support. Let's see. Check emails right quick. might be a last minute email that I need to share. My throat, I need to see my dentist so bad. My throat has been killing me. But I sound a little better, huh? Not that you guys want to hear all that. Thank you for those that are contacting me on Google Plus. Okay, excuse me. I like this other app called Circle. Some of you have been sending me invites the past few months, and I like that. This Circle is a pretty cool social networking app. Pretty cool. Check out Circle if you haven't, you guys. But I started getting invites the past, like, before the holiday season. And at first I didn't know what the heck to think, and it's pretty cool. Cool way to communicate with people, like, in your area and also far also. Okay. Shout out to Max and his wife, Louisa, who live, speaking of Long Beach, California. Hey, that's where Snoop Dogg and his family live. You know, Snoop Dogg is a native Mississippian, but grew up in Long Beach. That's what I call a trap. I said, Trap, you remind me of Snoop Dogg. You all are like brothers from another mother. So I'm just checking out seeing what other breaking news I might be getting. But if I'm going here and Mom and I have finished cooking and getting ready for the Super Bowl, just like you guys. And let's see, I need to try to get to the switchboard. I should be back online by midweek. On my computer. I'm waiting for something to come in from Geek, computergeek.com. An adapter. But there's a way I could get my computer to work without this adapter. But for some reason, I'm not getting it to cooperate. So I ordered me a new adapter. As soon as they get in, I should have things back to rocking and rolling. Big shout out to one of my new Facebook friends, Lisa Marie Presley, whom I love. Cause I grew up, I just love Elvis Presley and loving Lisa Marie and Priscilla Presley. So big shout out to my new Facebook friend. Yay, Lisa Marie Presley and I do a duet together. Wouldn't that be awesome? Okay. I'll work together on anything. Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, I have my studio coming back up. Because never know, Rich Ruffneck might have called. If he was going to call, though, he would have called at the beginning of the show. That's why I stayed on the switchboard for the 15 minutes that I did. There was a special on ABC earlier today, hosted by Sherry Shepherd and Kirk Franklin. What I did see of it was pretty good. National Football League Gospel Choir, Fantasia. Gonna write a lot of notes for tomorrow's show. so the show can really flow. If I just to keep the switchboard on. Okay, back to the switchboard. And here's another song by Elder Bosch Jr. before we conclude. Here's Just Please. Thank you for listening. Thank you for networking with me. Tomorrow we'll be talking about the winner of the Super Bowl champion of Super Bowl 47, and also other important current news stories. And last week we were going to talk about rent parties and the history of rent parties. So We'll talk about that all tomorrow. There's different type of parties. And also, other important, a lot of important news going on. So we'll talk about other entertainment lifestyle news, of course, health and fitness news. Mr. Alatino Brown will be a guest in the near future. If not a Valentine's show on next Monday, a week from tomorrow, it would be in 2 to 3 weeks because he has a lot to share. And when he did not call last Monday, it was a family emergency. His father was rushed to the hospital. And as last time I communicated with Mr. Alatino, his father was still in the hospital. They said that he would leave the hospital on Wednesday. But when he and I spoke on Friday, and then as of yesterday, his father was still in the hospital. So, but I think he's going to be fine, but, you know, I like to make sure he's 83. And so when I said that he and I had been talking since the show began and that it, one, was either a family emergency or, two, a very important business call, the first was what happened. His father was rushed to the emergency. Some of you might wonder what happened, and that's what happened. He did have a family emergency. So sending prayers and hugs to he and his wife and praying for his father to recover quickly. But, again, thank you all. Go 49ers! But a big shout-out also to the Ravens and the Ravens fans and Ray Lewis also. But I'm rooting for the 49ers. And so, yay. But it's all in good sport and good fun, right? So until next time, thank you and God bless. You've been listening to Super Bowl 47 Sunday Special Edition Cut the Shock Entertainment Report. But thank you. And remember, thank you all for those of you that have been sending music. I am adding your music to the playlist. Okay? So thank you and God bless.